Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Rocky, and I want to thank you for listening to Professor Gary Lee's Parts Unknown Show on the best AMAA Masters and Pioneers Radio Network. The best sports karate interviews, special announcements, and special surprises each week on this Tuesday night. Professor Gary Lee has a knockout punch every week for your enjoyment. Supporting the Sports Karate Museum Archives and the history in America. It ain't about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Yo, Professor Gary Lee, great job.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Aloha, everybody. Much mahalo. This is Professor Gary Lee with the Sport Karate Museum, Parts Unknown, presented by the AMAA Radio Network. Now, we're in your home every Tuesday, and we want to thank you for allowing us to do that. Now, there's a reason. There's a man with vision that put us on the air, well, going on 10 years, and you know I have him on the air with me right now. He runs Elite Publication and the AMAA Radio Network. He's our producer, Hunchy Jesse Bowen from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hunchy, you there, sir?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great, sir. I'm doing great. And, you know, happy Valentine's Day to you, sir.
Hey, same day. Well, this is the week of love.
Yes, sir. Well, share some love. Tell us what you've got going on in that amazing adventure you have called Elite Publications and the AMAA Radio Network and the books, the magazines. You got a lot to share with my listeners tonight. So go ahead, Hunchy Jesse Bowen, my producer.
Well, thank you, sir, for that opportunity. Well, you know, you can actually, if you have a Roku channel or have an account, our Elite Publications channel is up and is featuring interviews that we've done about publishing. We have up the Elite, the Martial Arts Extraordinaire, and then we have a Who's Who channel on there too. So we have three channels on our channel, which is really great, and so we're ready to really push that out. But if you have a Roku account, you can actually, you know, you can go to it now. It's under Elite Publications and check it out. You know, the magazine where we are, you know, working, you know, which our magazine is the Martial Arts Extraordinaire. We're working with Toby Milroy to combine some things that we're both doing and combine them. And you know, well, people now, if they're featured in our magazine, then they'll also be featured in the World Martial Arts News. So, you know, we're trying to create those partnerships. We got a 2025. We got some great announcements happening on that. So we're not working in the moment. We're really working in the future. But, you know, Charlotte is coming up. People are registering for it. It's going to be a major event. And this is our 10th anniversary, but, you know, bringing everyone back together that's been in our events and, you know, new people. We're planning to have a tournament in Charlotte. We got Bill Wallace coming in, Cynthia Rothrock coming in. So we've got a great schedule of people that's going to be coming in. So it's all looking, you know, really good. You know, we're looking for people that martial artists that would like to be featured in our magazine. We're looking for school owners. We'd like to have 50 school owners, and because we're looking at the top 50 martial arts schools in the country, we want to celebrate. So if anyone's out there, if you're a martial arts instructor, you want to grow your school and you need a platform, then our magazine will be the perfect platform to grow your school in your community.
Well, that sounds exciting. It really does. And I'm sure you'll keep us informed every week on the progress of having Cindy and all the incredible people that's going to be there to support you. Now, tell me a little bit more about the magazine, because I think we're going to be on the cover there pretty soon. But you got Victor. You got my friend Victor Moore on the cover on the recent one. Tell me about that one.
Well, yeah, actually, you know, I'm going to be, it's tomorrow, it's Thursday. So on Thursday, I will actually be in Fayetteville, North Carolina. There's a theater there. They're going to be doing a whole thing on Victor Moore, a documentary.
Wow.
On Victor Moore. So I'm going to be going, I'm about an hour and a half from there. So I'm going to go there and, you know, check out everything. And, you know, he's really an incredible person. You know, because, you know, you cannot get past the time in which he came up, you know, so he came
he was a major force in the USKA with Robert Trias. And back in the day, the research I've done, Victor was a terror. He destroyed people, and he is known to be beating some really incredible people. They're really well known. So please, when you see Vic, make sure you tell him that Gary Lee loved him. And I miss talking to him.
Yeah.
He was really a big part of the beginning of the museum, and we communicated quite a bit. So God bless Victor Moore.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, really when you get to really to study him and go facts, you know, we're not talking about fantasy. We're talking about facts. And
yep.
You know, so he's got a great article coming out in the magazine. So, listen, I'm really excited about it. I'm hoping that that's going to be out probably next week. And after his magazine coming out, then we're going to move into the Sport Karate magazine. And, you know, and we'll, you know, we'll let everybody know in the next week. You know, we've got, you know, announcement to make about some things that we're doing together. But, you know, but it's going to be great. It's going to be a great year. All things that are positive and all things that are moving forward. And we're really just trying to, you know, help people to discover their story for those who have been around, and their stories have value. And it really has value, and that's monetary value as well as knowledge value too. So I'm excited.
Yes. And, you know, speaking of a great year, we're doing it in October. The Youth Meet the Pioneers, along with our annual vendor show and the dinner and the awards. It's going to be a lot of fun putting the youth together with the pioneers. And that's October 4th and 5th in Houston, Texas, at the beautiful 5-star West Chase Marriott. And for more information, you can go to www.sportkarateMuseumArchives.com. Thank you, Auntie Bowen, for all you do. Thank you for your vision. And I'll be talking to you real soon, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's my producer, Auntie Jesse Bowen. And we thank him for everything he's done for this show. In fact, we just recently, about a couple of weeks ago, at the Cynthia Allen Goldberg's event, Auntie Bowen received an award for the work he's done by putting his blogs, his radio shows on the network. And we want to thank Mr. Goldberg for recognizing Mr. Bowen's achievement. Now, I have a couple people that watch my show every week.
Run in
and,
here and get this done.
His voice. So I'm going to introduce him. He is he's one of 40, but I say 40-time NBL NASCAR World Champion. I'm not making that up, ladies and gentlemen. He teaches in Fort Walton, Florida, I believe. He runs, he teaches the Marines, too, on the base. He's an amazing man. He runs 8 Angry Spartans. He's a big, big part of the Sport Karate Museum. He is the Wolverine. I want to bring on Dean Piles. Dean, you there?
I see you. A Sigma shoe. Yes, I said hello.
How
you doing?
How you doing?
Doing good.
Hey,
doing good, Daisy. Hey, AJ. How are you?
Hey, well, let me introduce our sidekick from Ohio, the only man in the martial arts that's been put into the Cleveland Sports Hall of Fame. He is the spokesman for the military advisory group that we have at the Sport Chronicle Museum. He is a master in Tang Soo Do, a Korean style martial art. He is, golly bum, he's part of the, what we call him, well, he's part of the six of my level. He's part of my co-hosts, him and Dean Piles, Mr. A.J. Perry. A.J., you there?
How are you? Thanks for the nice introduction. Appreciate that.
How lucky am I to have Dean Piles and A.J. Perry watching my six. How cool is that?
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Now, tonight, I get to introduce someone that's always very special to me, ladies and gentlemen, because he is a champion in two sports, major sports, quad racing and bass fishing. And as you guys know, I happen to be very lucky to be a champion in two sports, karate, of course, and bass fishing. And we're going to talk about that tonight with my bass partner that I met many years ago. I'm so proud of him. He's a two-time Texas BASS champion, Angler of the Year in another circuit. But he's an amazing young man. And you know what? I get to talk to him. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll bring on my friend, Wesley Baxley. Wesley, you there?
No, I'm here. How you doing, Gary?
I'm doing good, Wesley. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
Well, I want you, first of all, I want you to feel comfortable that you're talking to a bunch of karate animals, crazy guys, and we're talking about bass fishing and not kicking people in the head. So let's talk about a little bit about what you've done for the past couple of years. You've actually won major titles as far as BASS Federation. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, sir. So started off couple of years ago winning the Angler of the Year for BASS Nation in Texas, and followed that up with another one the year after. This year we've gotten a couple of second places in major tournaments, and then won the Skeeter Bass Champs tournament on Rayburn last month. So that's a big win for sure.
Cool. Now, we have a very dear friend together that I introduced to you many years ago that is sponsored by Skeeter, as Mr. Steve Parks. Now, I want to ask you, what do you think about Steve? He's a black belt, so I can talk about it. What do you think about Steve a little bit, Wesley?
First thing I think about Steve is he's a big man. I see why they call him Big O.
Well, Big O is from Okeechobee, you know. Lake Okeechobee down in Florida. That's what
I didn't know that.
Big O. Yeah. Okeechobee down in Florida. He knows that lake. Yeah, he knows that well as Robo Martin, man. He knows that lake really well.
Yeah, Steve's an awesome
guy.
He's taught me a lot.
Yeah, he's taught you a lot, hasn't he? Yeah, he's a good guy.
Sir.
He also, ladies and gentlemen, he owns a company where he sold it to a company called Strike King. But he created a company called Rage Till Baits, one of my major sponsors back in the day. And one of Wesley's sponsors right now. Now, you also, besides being a bass fishing champion, you're also a quad champion. Tell me about that. What is that exactly?
So a lot of people know about dirt bike racing, motocross, with the dirt bikes jumping jumps and in their arenas and everything. It's the exact same thing, but with four wheels instead of two wheels. It's what we call a quad or a four-wheeler.
Well, how dangerous is that?
It's pretty dangerous. I've definitely broken a few bones and had a few headaches from racing back in the day. It's kind of what got me out of it. Fishing's a little easier on the body.
Well, how old were you when you were doing that?
So I started in 2013. So I would have been 15 years old when I started. And then
okay.
I won my first major championship in 2015. So that would make me about 17 years old.
How were you when you met me at Fayette County?
I want to say 22. Probably 22 or 23.
When I met you. 22? Boy, that was a fun day, man. And, you know,
it was.
When's the last time you went to Fayette County?
Oh, it's been a while. They don't have a lot of major tournaments there, and that's what I'm chasing these days. So it's been a while since I've been to Fayette. We need to get back out there.
I want a few dollars in Fayette County. What is your favorite? What is your favorite lake to fish? Of course, I always think Lake Conroe because that's your home lake. But what is your favorite lake to fish? All the lakes you fished.
I would probably pick Sam Rayburn out in East Texas.
Absolutely,
it's just it's the major tournament lake in Texas for sure. It's a destination lake. People come from all over the country to fish it. It's full of big ones. It's full of fish in general, all kinds of fish, and there's all kinds of ways you can catch them there.
What's the biggest bass you've ever caught, Bill Wesley?
The biggest one I've caught is 11 pounds. I've caught a bunch of 9, a couple of 10.
14-10. 14-10, Brazos Penn State Park.
Brazos State Park. I'm going to need you to show me that
spot. Yours on? What did you catch yours on?
A big 10-inch worm.
Mine a black blue jig with a raised tail trailer dipped in fish formula.
Two staples, right?
I caught mine at 4 o'clock in the morning. I caught mine at 4 o'clock in the morning off 40-acre lake at Brazos State Park. Hell, I thought I had an alligator, Wesley. I really did.
I believe
it. It really scared me. But, you know, I was so excited about it. I went to the game warden's house at 4 o'clock in the morning and woke him up. First, I returned it back to the lake. But I had the record for 2 weeks. And then a guy came out fishing Bass Alley. And he caught a 15-pounder. It was
amazing,
wow,
that's a big
man.
Fish.
I know, and those little lakes out there. Of course, those lakes were fed by the Brazos River. So there's no telling what was in there. Hell, I saw a 300-pound alligator gar pulled out on a trot line one day. So what happens is the flood comes. And the river overflows. And all those fish get caught up in those creeks and those backwash. And when the water recedes, they have no place to go. And that's why those big fish exist, I believe, back there. So, but anyway, I'm going to go back to quad racing. You said you hurt yourself a couple times, broke some bones. That's pretty dangerous. How serious did you break a bone in the leg or arm or what?
I broke my wrist. So we were at a national race in Kentucky, and I jumped a jump a little too far, landed past the landing, and came off the four-wheeler. I didn't even know I broke anything. I jumped back up and went to get back on the four-wheeler to keep racing, and then I realized my wrist was not in the right place. So I ended up having surgery on that wrist and was out for about 6 months.
So that's good that you got out of that. That is because, yeah, pushing the limit or pushing the envelope, we say, well, I say, and that's what you do, I guess, when you're driving a big, big motorcycle like that. That's dangerous. Now, do you jump hills and go through trenches and all that kind of stuff? Wow.
Yep, big jumps. That was always
hairy,
my favorite.
Hairy. Now, I've got to ask you, let's bounce to bass fishing. What is the hairiest situation have you ever been bass fishing?
So my top two hairiest situations were both on Toledo Bend, which is the border of Louisiana and Texas. It's a big, big lake. And when the wind
is
coming out of the north.
It's got a Frontier Park. You know where Frontier Park is?
Yes, sir.
That's where I used to go out of,
Yep, I was down in that area of the lake. And I knew that the north wind was coming, but I had a spot that I wanted to check before it got there. And I went and I checked the spot, and everything was fine. And when I come back out of that area, the north wind had started, and it was big waves coming in towards me. And I had to go straight into them with lots of timber and standing trees around. And I remember that being a very hairy situation that I was glad to get out of.
Yeah, Toledo Bend is nothing but forest. Did you ever get to meet Tommy Martin or Larry Nixon? That was their lake.
No, sir.
You know who those guys are?
Oh, absolutely. Legends in the sport.
Yeah, Larry Nixon was a worm fisherman, and Tommy Martin was a guide, and he was out of Frontier Park, and good guys. Now, I got that beat, I was in a hairy situation. I got caught in a tornado on Lake Conroe one day, literally, you know, the water spout and stuff, right? It was bad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Conroe can get as bad as Rayburn, I believe, or storm-wise.
Oh, even Fayetteville is a small, small lake, and it can get bad out there.
Yes.
Just
well, you know,
anyway,
Fayetteville's considered a pond. That's what they call it, cooling pond. Makes everybody out. Because it's a honey hole. It literally is. So, anyway, Wesley, don't go anywhere, because I'm going to bring you back at the end of the show, and we're going to close the show out with some names that only I know you know. And they're not just, we'll talk at the end of the show, and I'll bring you back, and we'll get to talk about them, okay?
Okay.
Super. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to my bass fishing partner and a quad champion, and this is our Parts Unknown Valentine's show. Now, what's really cool is that this show has allowed me to put together a group of people from across the nation and talk about various topics weekly for your entertainment and also just to help educate various things in martial arts and sport karate. And tonight I have a very special, I feel, topic to talk about. And the first person I'd like to introduce, we call these people the Five. The Five, real simple, F-I-V-E. They're five incredible people. And before we start, a big shout-out to Lourdes Radilac, because she's well under the weather this evening, so she's not going to be here. But I do have another lady of the group, an original lady of the group, an ATV black belt. He's underneath the Sport Karate Museum, trained in Shaolin Karate Do, and now very exclusively in Kung Fu. She is going to be doing a Tai Chi seminar at the Legends this year, along with Wesley Maxley, our special guest tonight. We'll be doing a bass fishing seminar. And we got Dean Piles doing elite combat. It's going to be incredible at the youth conference this year. And I got her on this show every week. She's from North Carolina, by way of New Jersey, and I don't hold that against her.
What?
It's Karen Slatcher. Karen, you there?
Yes, Uncle Gary, I'm here. How are you?
Well,
I love you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you. And you know what?
You.
Even though you're from New Jersey, I love you, man. You were raised in New Jersey, were you?
I sure was. Most of my life.
That's where you have the attitude at.
I think you're right. I have to say you're probably right.
You live in North Carolina now. What part of North Carolina do you live in?
I'm right on the coast, right on near a place called Topsail Island. It's 6 miles from the beach where I live.
Super.
Beautiful.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Congratulations is due to you because I hear you were chosen to be in the new Masters.
Yeah.
That is an addition for the Sport Crime Museum that they're
putting
together.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
But Joe Corley and Sam Chapman and golly bum, the stories of Joe Louis and June Ree. I mean, it's going to be an amazing, Jerry Smith. It's going to be an amazing special edition magazine that will feature Carrie Slatcher, Vicky Morrow. I mean, it's going to be incredible to tell the story of how sport karate was invented in America. Your story. So congratulations
wow.
on that, Carrie.
I am honored.
So
I am very honored.
You know, you've earned it. So, you know, feel very fortunate that we can come together weekly and talk about things. And tonight, here it is. How is sport karate and the martial artists in your journey affected you? Do you feel you have made a difference, Karen, in teaching, sharing, competitive attitude when you competed, passing on the knowledge as your journey in martial arts continues? Puss.
Well, I'll tell you, martial arts was my journey. I've known that since I was 8 years old, that this is what I came here to do. And so I have enjoyed the journey, even when I get extra lanes in my journey, not just one straight line. I've had many, many different roads that intersect with me, and it's just been a joy. It's been incredible to see what the potential of just starting out in sport karate and where it can take you. And do I appreciate it? Yes. I learned as I went because I always wound up having to teach. Wherever I would sign up to learn, pretty soon I was teaching because they knew me. They knew I was a lifer. And so I learned, and I learned what we say on my feet and how to do that and how to become an effective teacher. And I sacrificed a lot, family-wise and money-wise, to do that. But it was never a choice. That's what the way it was. But one of my the day I realized that it was all worth it was recently. I was in a diner in a meeting, and there were 6 or 7 people at the table, and I respected these people very much. And all of us were talking, and I was trying to be at my best, dignified. I can't even say it without laughing. And I noticed that they all looked up at somebody next to me, and I looked up, and there's a man standing there with tears running down his face. And he said, "Sensei?" And I said, "Oh, my God." And I recognized him right away, and I stood up, and he gave me a hug. And, I said, "Look, I'm in a meeting, but don't go anywhere." He gave me his card, okay? But he turned around, and he said to the people in my meeting, "This woman taught me how to be a man," because he had gone from my class to the Marine Corps to being a state trooper for 20 years. And he, he walked away, and they looked at me with all new eyes. They didn't know that part of me. And one lady said, "Do you realize how much he loves you?" I said, "Yeah, I do. I do." And I felt like saying, "You better." But the feeling of love was amazing.
That I can attest that you're a badass. I can attest to that because I remember in Mississippi, you were actually my bodyguard that the Black Dragon Body Society crap that we went through, and you were my back. You literally were my back. And but you don't care.
Absolutely.
On behalf of the crew, you know, the network, I wish you a happy, happy Valentine's Day, and I wish you enjoy your day tomorrow, and thank you for being on the show weekly. It means
so
much.
Thank you.
You bet.
I've grown to love all of the voice on all of the 6 or the 5 now. Grown to love them very much.
Well, you can't keep up with me. I got people coming left and right, left and right.
Well, sure do, but it's all good. It's all love.
You bet. And I really, really wish you the best, and I'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, five incredible people. But like I said, I've also got a couple co-hosts that I love talking to, and I want to ask them right now. Is Dean, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, but yeah, I want to ask you the question. How is sport karate and the martial artists in your journey affecting you? Do you feel you made a difference in teaching, sharing, in your competitive attitude back when you were winning championships? You know, passing on the knowledge as your journey continues in martial arts. Do you feel you made a difference, Wolverine?
I mean, I hope I have, and I'm not. I know I haven't competed in the last little bit, but I still train like I'm competing because, you know, I will step back out there at an unannounced time. It's just right now the world is upside down, and I'm having to do a lot of training troops. And so, you know, but
real,
yeah, I mean, I hope I made some kind of difference.
Real time, realistic training. Yes. Wolverine, take a moment to explain to my listeners what you do on a daily basis, teach Marines. Please, just take a moment and explain to people, because people don't think you're a karate guy, and you are. People think you're just a producer, and you are. But you're also a trainer of champions outside the ring, in life. Marines, hurrah! Go ahead, tell people who you are, what you do, teach your Marines.
Yeah,
please,
well,
take time.
You know, we train a lot of the special forces, not only just Marine MARSOC, but the Green Berets, Navy SEALs, the Army Rangers, SEAL Team 6, Delta Force, whatever units that go out, because they were looking for somebody to teach one, to have a combatives program that would encompass everybody, because now all these teams work together. We even train a lot of the Air Force TACPs and combat controllers and PJs. So, you know, we train these people to be able to go into combat and to be able to defend themselves. And a lot of people, you know, may think that the military is just all firearms, but in some situations they have to go hands-on, and hopefully that's the last resort. But not only do we teach them how to go hands-on and defend themselves in a lethal situation, but we also teach them how to use their firearms. So their primary, secondary, and trinitary weapon. So their primary weapon would be their rifle. Their secondary weapon would be their pistol. Their trinitary weapon would be a blade. So, you know, we teach them how to use that. But not only that, I teach them makeshift weapons, how to use makeshift weapons, how to evade, survive, like their SEER training. So they learn how to, if they are captured, how to get away, how to makeshift weapons, how to survive off of the land. While they're trying to get back to their group or doing or completing their mission, so it's a really vigorous, hardcore training, because every time that they train, they're in full kit, which means these people are fighting in full body armor with their stuff on, and they'll go from maybe entering a shoot house to going through the shoot house and then being jumped and having to go from rifle to pistol to blade to hand-to-hand combat, using all their techniques and skills inside one setting, because, you know, war, as Colonel Torres can tell you, is ever-changing, and there is no truth to the battlefield, because it always is changing and throwing something different at you, and that's why in the Marines it's adapt, improvise, and overcome. And, so that's what we do.
I want to tell you publicly, and the people who are listening, I feel so proud of you, and I feel blessed that Joe allowed me to adopt you 10 years ago. And God bless you, Dean. You keep saving lives by your help teaching people I would say lives. And I'll talk to you real soon.
Now,
AJ.
Right, happy Valentine's Day, sir, and happy Valentine's to you,
Valentine's
the
Day
five,
to
and the Colonel. Yep. And Colonel Torres, I'm giving you a salute.
Hoorah, and thank you, my brother.
Hoorah.
Okay. Well, we salute you, Wolverine.
Doing well.
We salute
thank
you.
You.
Now, AJ, where you at, AJ? I got to ask you.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
I'm going to ask you the same question. Hold on, we get to it. I mean, you can tell I'm organized here. Okay, here we go. Okay. Talk about, you can tell I'm organized, AJ. Now, how is Sport Calape and the martial artists affected you in your journey? Do you feel you made a difference, AJ, teaching, sharing your competitive attitude, your performance with these demos, passing on the knowledge as your journey in the martial arts continues? AJ, you feel you made a difference?
Well, that's every instructor's, not only intention is to make a difference, but if you do something for 40, 50, 60 years, you better have done something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On the positive side. I mean, if you spend that kind of time in your life, you haven't brought up success. There's something wrong. And I try to, touch every student, I end up teaching or, working with and try to make a positive impact in their life. Martial arts has got to be positive,
Yeah.
A lot of negative things in life. Martial arts has to be positive, keeps people physically fit, mentally fit, and leads them hopefully in a positive direction in their life.
Yes. Well, thank you, AJ. Thank you for your input. And thank you, Wolverine. And we'll talk to you guys real soon. Now, continuing on with the five, this next man, he's an American hero, ladies and gentlemen. He's a Marine, and he is a personal advisor for the Sport Karate Museum. He's on the advisory board of our Sport Karate Museum respect to the military. He's been on the radio show, I think, probably going on 2 years. God bless him. I want to bring on Colonel Phil Torres. Colonel, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am, and thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, sir.
Happy Valentine's Day to you and to all of our listeners and all the participants in this program right now.
Yes. Well, here's the question, sir, on the topic, per se. How is Sport Karate and the martial artists in your journey affected you? Do you feel you made a difference? Teaching, sharing, your competitive attitude back when you used to win championships, passing on that knowledge as your journey in the martial arts continues. Have you made a difference, Colonel, you feel?
I certainly hope I've made a difference. I have been told I've made a difference by hundreds, perhaps thousands. The martial arts have certainly made a difference in my life. It develops a solid foundation upon which we can jump off into any endeavor in life and succeed. It gives us the discipline, the confidence, the focus to be able to do anything else in life. It teaches you the respect you got to have in order to succeed in our society. One of my mantras is that knowledge not shared is knowledge wasted. So I have tried to share my martial arts knowledge as much as I could over the past going on 63 years, started in 1961. So the martial arts have definitely made a difference to me, and it kept me alive in combat, not because of hand-to-hand skills, which were not used very often. They were used, just not used very often, but in being able to maintain a focus on the people that I was responsible for, being able to stay calm in the storm, being able to continue to stay focused when we were facing five different machine gun bunkers killing off a lot of my people. So it has definitely made a difference in how I was able to, as a person in charge of 42 people in combat, how I was able to stay calm, how I was able to positively continue to lead, and how I was able to keep people safe. Yes.
Yes,
the martial arts has definitely made a difference in my life and in anything else I have ever done in my life.
Well, sir, you need to make it 1,001. Add Professor Gary Levy to that list, because he certainly has made a big difference
you.
In my life. Well, thank you, Colonel.
Thank
you. Have a great, great, great evening and great Valentine's Day. And I got to ask you, Colonel, do you fish? Do you bass fish?
I have fished on occasion. I am not a big fisherman. I just enjoy doing it with some friends every once in a while. So I have never done it competitively like you and others and our special guests, but I enjoy doing it from time to time.
Well, thank you, Colonel. Thank you. God bless you, sir. Now continue.
Thank you, sir,
five.
And happy Valentine's Day to all.
Yes, sir. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Now, continuing on with the five, this man has really made a big difference in this book, Karate Museum, in the past 3 years. Together, we get to nominate excellence, I feel, because he allows the Sport Karate Museum to endorse his elite organization, the United States Martial Arts Black Belt Hall of Fame. He is the president, and we have him every week on the show, Dr. John Terry. John, you there?
I am here, my friend. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, happy Valentine's Day to you and your lovely daughter, Jessie. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Well, here's tonight, sir. How is Sport Karate and the martial artists in your journey affected you? Do you feel, Dr. John, you made a difference in teaching? Sharing, taking over the organization from Marty, and your competitive attitude when you were a champion, passing on the knowledge as your journey in martial arts continues. With Dr. John, do you feel you made a difference?
You know, Professor Lee, I've listened to everybody share tonight, and I think it's a very common thing that we've heard from everyone is that we wouldn't be who we are as individuals had it not been for the instructors that made a difference in our lives. And one of the ways that we pay respect and honor to those who came before us is to live up to the ideals that they taught us and the skills that they gave us and pass that knowledge on. When we're successful in doing that to the next generation, so they can perpetuate the art that they're training in, we are paying honor and tribute to those that came before us. And just as they made a difference in our lives, we have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of those students that we are training. We're teaching them physically what to do. We're teaching them mentally what to do. We're teaching them leadership skills and life skills that can help them be better prepared for what life brings their way. And I count it a privilege and an honor to stand on the shoulders of those that taught me and teach what they shared with me with others and have an opportunity to encourage and inspire those students, continue to perpetuate that going forward to the next generation so that we can continue to see the martial arts grow, but we have the opportunity to experience success as we see our students rise to their potential, achieve their potential, go beyond their potential, and then add their own collective wisdom to that and take that to future generations.
Yes, sir.
You know,
well, we there is a blessed,
Gary,
to have you.
There is a word for that in martial art.
Gary, AJ, what is it?
It's called Giri. And it all sums up to obligation. That's probably the most important word ever in martial art is obligation. It's not talked about a whole lot. You know, you have an obligation to your instructor to succeed, do well, and that whole relationship stems from that.
Yes.
Yeah, well said.
Well, thank you, AJ, for your input. Dr. Terry, I wish you a happy Valentine's Day. I'm sorry. My holidays were confused. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'll take Thanksgiving any day. I love turkey and dressing. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, I want to throw in the fact that tribute to you this year at the Legends. And how do you feel about that, Dr. Terry?
You know, again, sir, it's an honor to be recognized for what I've done. And to me, it's just giving back and continuing to serve the instructors that came before me and having the opportunity to recognize and honor others who've made a difference. And I appreciate the fact that the Sport Karate Museum is saying thank you to me for that small gesture that we've done with the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame now for, this will be our 25th year this year that we're going to be doing our event in Vegas in July, and excited about that. And I've enjoyed the last 10 years of leading this incredible organization and working with some incredible martial artists, school owners, and instructors from all over the world.
Well, we can't wait to say thank you to you, Dr. Terry. October 4th and 5th in Houston. Now, what is your event in Las Vegas at New Orleans? What is it?
Yes, our event is July 18, 19, 20. We're going to be at the Orleans Hotel and Casino right there in Vegas celebrating our 25th anniversary. You can go to United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame.com and see all the details and information that's there. 3-day camp.
Super.
With incredible 15 master level instructors, the convening of the 25th Grand Masters Council on Friday night, and then our Hall of Fame induction dinner and banquet and ceremony on Saturday night on the 20th of July.
Wow. Sounds like a blast. Thank
it's
you.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you for being on the 5 every week, sir. And we'll talk to you real soon. God bless you.
My honor, sir.
Now, is Adam James get on the line yet? Okay. Well, Dr. Lee, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, sir. Good evening.
Okay, let me introduce you. A few years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I got involved with a group called SETVR, and that stands for Self-Defense Enhanced Training in Virtual Reality. I got hooked up with Marie Shanahan, Rich Shanahan, and this gentleman. He's a doctor. He saves lives every day, ladies and gentlemen, which is in the hospital. But he's also a 9th degree black belt underneath the Sport Karate Museum. He is one of the inventors of this incredible, well, I'll let him explain it. Dr. Lee, you there, sir?
Yes, I am. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Dr. Lee, explain to people what exactly is VR XL Unleashed.
Yep. SETVR XL Unleashed. We see SETVR as a tool to help enhance your skills in self-defense, just as you would with a kicking bag, speed bag, or Wing Chun dummy. Imagine wanting to continue to practice your skills in self-defense anytime, anywhere, when you want. Be totally immersed in a cutting-edge program moving 360 degrees against an attacker that has been designed to kick your butt when you least expect with sudden and random attacks. so you can maintain, develop, and improve muscle memory, timing, speed, and coordination. And my goal is to develop a reflex response to neutralize without hesitation. Just like the metaphor of placing your hand on a hot stove, moving reflexively, or imagine once you continue to practice your skills in a program, moving in your skills and practicing your skills in evasion, moving angular, linear, or circular to help you to maximize the probability of neutralizing your attacker without hesitation to move reflexively. How cool is that? With SetVR, you would not be outside looking at the program. You'd be actually immersed into a simulation program, just like the military and police have their simulation program. This is a simulation program for martial arts, just for self-defense, whereby a hologram attacker will attack you when you least expect it with sudden and random attacks. The hologram will first get into your personal space to create an adrenaline effect. During this adrenaline surge, the fight or flight mode is one would normally lose about 35-46% of what they've been taught, and whereby using muscle memory or reflex response would be your only best recourse to neutralize your attacker. With the Oculus Quest or Oculus Rift headset, you'll be transferred to a virtual reality platform whereby a hologram will attack you when you least expect with sudden random attacks. The goal is to place yourself in a position of a movement and regarding moving angular, linear, circular to place you in advantage, position of advantage for neutralization, to develop that muscle memory and develop that reflex response. This is a platform whereby you continue to practice what you've been taught in kinds and forms in your schools on a program of application against a random and sudden attack to practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. We've implemented a program on mindfulness, of stretching, meditation exercise, and we'll also present you with your own personal yoga instructor. Visit our website at www.7vrxl.com, whereby you can see a demonstration or program, whereby hologram in action, or you can see the program, a demonstration program, to Professor Garrity's website by clicking on the SetVR XL button. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Garrity and Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform of his vision of Sports Karate Museum and virtual reality with SetVR, where we have introduced Professor Garrity as the Wisdom Warrior as the Samurai Ninja. Before meeting the Professor Garrity as the Wisdom Warrior, one must be able to neutralize the hologram attacker at the gate of the history portal and then be brought back into the courtyard to meet the core history generals. With that being said, Professor Gary, some few words about your vision of the Sports Karate Museum and virtual reality with SetVR.
Well, Dr. Lee, my vision is very simple. Respect, elders, and knowledge. And with SetVR, you allow that to happen. We've created a core group, starting with Judge Roy Kerman, the man who created the two-point kick for the world of point karate. George Minshew, the man that first brought a gold ring to open competition. Chris Minshew, an NBL world champion. And Mike Dillard, the owner of Century Martial Arts. And together, that'll be the core group that will introduce the history generals at the castle. And then, periodically, we'll add a new history general. So eventually, all the history generals of the Sport Karate Museum will be there. Thank you, Dr. Lee, for your vision. Thank you. I wish you a happy Valentine's Day. I wish you the best.
Thank you, sir. You as well, and to all your audience and all your guests. Thank you.
You bet. Now, Adam James, you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, Gary.
Aloha, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Aloha. How about yourself? How are you doing?
Okay. Good, buddy. Listen, how is Sport Karate and the martial artists in your journey affecting you? Do you feel you made a difference in your teaching, in your sharing, in your competitive attitude when you competed, passing on the knowledge as your journey in the martial arts continues? Adam James, you feel you made a difference?
Yes, sir. That's such a great question on Valentine's Day, because I love martial arts. I love Kenpo. I love Karate. I love Jiu-Jitsu. I love Kung Fu. I love Muay Thai. I love all of the martial arts styles, and they've had such a big impact on my life. And so I think that's just a perfect topic for Valentine's Day, talking about love. I want to take just a moment to mention my dear friend, Ron Sarchian, who just passed away. Ron Sartian was known as World Record Ron. He was a very close friend of Gene LaBelle's. He also knew Bob very well. And I believe you knew him as well, Gary. I met,
I met
Ron years before I worked at World Black Belt. He and I knew each other from the fitness community, martial arts community. He was the director at Bodies in Motion when I was also a director there and worked side by side. Ron was a gentleman who dedicated world records to his mother and father, who both passed away. So again, it's a message of love. He's the guy that punched a heavy bag for 50 hours straight, setting the world record, and a number of other amazing records, all of which had martial art themes. Another one he did was he broke the most watermelons with a karate chop on national television on the Today Show in 1 minute. And he told me, actually, when he flew into New York City for that show to do the world record, when he arrived on the set, he came in on the red eye. He went right to the Today Show. And the Teamsters told him, hey, we got your watermelons. They're in the refrigerator. He's like, no, they shouldn't be frozen. But he still set that record. And he's just an amazing guy. He just passed away on Wednesday, last week. And for those of us in the film stunt world, that's what he was. He was a stuntman. We love a really special human being. And I'll share
one more. Well, Adam, we appreciate you showing some love.
Yes, sir.
That is cool on Valentine's Day. And I wish you the best, Adam. I really do. And I wish you the best. And thank you for being on the five, Adam. It means
thank
so
you.
Much.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, to be able to talk to you weekly and all the five is so cool. So you take care, okay, sir?
You as well.
You bet. Now I'll bring back my special guest. Wesley, you there?
Yes, sir.
Crazy martial artist, Wesley. You know, not as crazy as Bass Fisherman. I'm going to hit you with a name. Okay, I'm going to hit you with Rick Quinn. You ever met Rick before?
Haven't met Rick, no, sir.
Amazing man, a machine. I think he won the Bassmasters Classic 5 times.
I think that's
His record on the St. John's River, is 75 pounds. I don't think it's been broken ever.
I don't think so. I think that's still stands.
How about another name? How about the great Roland Martin from Lake Okeechobee in Florida? Have you met Roland Martin before?
No, sir, but Roland Martin has the record for most AOIs for BASS.
Yeah, I mean, he amazing guy. Okay, how about Bill Dance? You remember Bill Dance?
Who doesn't know Bill Dance? I think he's the most recognizable fisherman there is.
You know, he won the first, I think, 23 BASS championships. And he retired and got to start doing this show. But come on, man. Everybody eventually, I bet, was going to say, who's going to beat Bill Dance?
Yeah.
Well, listen, Wesley, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for
sharing
your adventures in quad. Thank you for sharing your adventures in bass fishing. And I'll talk to you real soon, big guy, okay?
Okay. Talk to you later. Happy Valentine's.
You bet. Happy Valentine's Day to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an incredible show tonight, talking to my friend and partner Wesley Baxley, the five, my amazing producer, and, of course, our commercial, our sponsor Set VR XL Unleashed, and my amazing co-host, the Wolverine and AJ Perry. On behalf of that crew, we wish you a happy, happy Valentine's Day. And we say this every week, and we mean it from the heart.
Yeah.
Much, much mahalo. And aloha. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Hello, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day and Semper Fi.
Do or die.
Do or die.